Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. This is episode number 207, and this is where we grab random podcasts and then see how long we can hang on. Then I give you my honest first impression. Alexa, pick a category.
Okay, let me pick health.
She loves that health category. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 6.
And while I go pick out the sixth podcast in the health category, why don't you take a second and listen to this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And the sixth podcast in the health category is Crappy Friends. Our podcast discusses toxic female friendships, how to deal and ditch your crappy friends, how to avoid making the same mistakes twice, and how to create the kind of friendships that make life fun. Their website is audioboom.com/channels/494-1867. Yeah, that's easy to remember. And we're going to listen to episode number 24, The Baby and the Bathwater. Homemade music, oh boy.
And welcome to Crappy Friends,
the wow, podcast that crappy audio.
Female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
No.
Hi, Joss.
Hi, Kristen.
It's great to see you.
And you.
And it was lovely having dinner.
It was.
Yes.
Princess makes a delicious meal.
Princess cooked for us.
Oh, my God.
And she thinks still.
It's getting awful quiet.
You are the coolest person.
And now the audio is going to get real loud.
She's right. What can we say? So this week we have a really interesting couple of letters. We have two. Mm-hmm. And it's that question of, I know my friend is flawed, and sometimes these flaws are a real pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. Do I ditch her? Mm-hmm. So, why don't we get right in with letter one?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jasper.
Oh, my letter. All right. Dear crappy friends ladies.
That's us.
Crappy friends ladies. All right. I worked as a marketer with a teammate who held a technical degree. I handled the marketing and presentations. She handled the technical aspects and implementation of our product. When my first technical partner left to stay at home with her kids, I was paired with another employee who was chronically irritable and not well-liked. I wasn't happy about that, the pairing, and requested an assignment. My request was denied. I put on my big girl panties and played Henry Higgins to my Eliza Doolittle. I found her to be exceptionally bright and ambitious. Her expressions were her undoing. With as much tact as I could muster, I prompted her to smile, soften her voice, listen before reacting, and refrain from flipping people off when she was in my car.
Okay.
We're not supposed to do that.
You don't really want to do
that. Okay, got that.
We found a comfortable rhythm, and our productivity increased. In time, she shared stories of a turbulent childhood, and I had a better understanding of what made her so grumpy. Okay. After a few months, we'd stop for drinks on the way home or get together with our families on the weekends. I considered her to be a friend, and everything seemed smooth until I was recruited for a management position at another company.
And?
I accepted. She was hurt, and her irritability increased. When my company had a position, I encouraged her to apply. We offered her the position. I became her manager. There were times when my professional responsibilities required coaching and performance discussions. Our team broke records and my friend/employee became
the
top
performer. Do we really need all this backstory?
Her productivity had been lauded by the VP on a site visit. Success did not look good on her. Instead of celebrating how far she'd come, she bullied other team members and pushed people around. Co-workers reported her behavior to me, behavior that was identical to what I had seen at our last company.
Can we get to the question?
I met with her to discuss the problem and asked her to return the next week with strategies.
And?
I was scheduled off the following day. Without anyone's knowledge, my friend/employee used my code to access the corporate phone book on the Xerox machine.
Oh, no.
She scanned her resignation to my regional vice president across the country. Before I boarded the plane, I got a call from that VP. Her words, "We accept resignations, not threats." Ooh. End of story. Then my boss called. "Give her what she wants. She's a good producer." Next call to the VP. "Your boss doesn't know it, but he's about to be gone. Accept her notice and move on. I'm tired of her drama."
Wow.
I called my friend slash...
Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is completely honest. I recorded a good minute and a half of my first impression, and something came up that made it... Because I gave this originally the buzzer. I was like, oh my God, take the letter, boil it down to the really good parts... Because it really starts to get good at the Xerox machine. I don't need all that backstory. But then it dawned on me, wait a minute, who's the target audience for this show? Women. What am I not? A woman. I are not a woman. And so if we want to paint with a very wide brush, I could say that these women are talking in their native language in a way. And... women like all the details. You know, you ask a guy, how was your day? Fine. You ask a woman, how was your day? 20 minutes later, she's done. And that is literally from my own personal experience. At least my ex-wife was always kind of interesting. I had a 20-minute ride home. It would take me about 45 seconds to say how my day was. And the rest of the ride home was her telling me about her day. Nothing wrong with that, by the way. I loved it. So that's why I gave this a meh. And that's because your audio quality is... listenable barely. I would bet the farm, along with the pigs and the goats and the cows and probably the horses too, that you are using a Blue Yeti in the middle of a table. You could increase the sound quality of your show for less than $100 a piece for a new microphone. So it's not great, especially at the beginning with the homemade music. That was pretty horrible. See, now I'm leaning towards the buzzer again. The intro was pretty bad, but I think this has potential. I guess that's why I'm giving it a meh. This has potential, but you're right on the edge of a buzzer. And so it's easy to fix. That's the good news. And also get a domain for, you know what? This is an X. I'm sorry. I'm changing my vote. Yeah, forget it. This is not a meh. Your website, you need a website. And if you have one, it's not listed in your media host, Audio Boom. So update that. So if you have like a crappyfriendspodcast.com somewhere, you want to update that so it's listed in Apple Podcasts. Your audio quality is not great. Could easily be fixed. And so for that reason, I go, yeah, and your intro music with the homemade music where we could barely understand you, that is not a good first impression. But I see potential in this show. I really do. And I think with some decent microphones, a little bit of getting to the point just a little quicker, this could be a really decent show. So that's my opinion. It kind of fluctuated a little on this episode. If you would, I'd love to hear your opinion, especially females. 888-563-3228. If you swipe up, down, left, right, you'll see the number there. Just give it a dial, and you'll hear your smiling voice right here. Now, if you want your smiling podcast right here, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's $5. You get my first impression, and of course, everybody else gets to listen to it as well. Everything I mentioned today, you can find at podcastrodeoshow.com/207. Now, if you'd like a full review of your show, start to finish, top to bottom, website, audio, workflow, as well as your podcasting goals, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. It's a show I do with myself, my 13 years of podcasting experience, and Eric K. Johnson, who's got 30 years in radio, and it's only $99. Check it out. podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for listening. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting, reminding you to always enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.